News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's turn to that childcare report that the ESRI have done. They're basically saying high childcare costs are linked to lower employment rates amongst mothers. We're joined by Fran McGinnity, Associate Research Professor with the ESRI. Fran, just briefly tell us what exactly have you found in your report. I suppose, what exactly have you found maybe that we didn't already know?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, we find that the amount mothers pay for childcare affects how much they work. So this will probably come, I suppose, as no surprise to many listeners, but we now have Irish evidence. We have a measure of this. So all else being equal, a 10% higher weekly childcare cost were associated with 30%, 30 minutes fewer paid work. So the reverse is also true. So 10% lower costs were linked to a 30-minute increase in paid hours of mothers of three-year-olds on average. So listeners need to understand this is an average effect of the price of care across all women. The figure combines, you know, some women who will leave work as a response to high costs, some women who take up employment along with changes in hours. So some women are reducing hours a lot more. You know, for some women, the cost of childcare doesn't change their working hours because they don't have an option to change. They, you know, two incomes might be needed to pay a mortgage, or their employer might not accommodate reductions in working hours. So this means there's a limit in how much women can change their hours. But that's the main story. It's basically evidence on the effect of childcare costs on mothers' employment.
Okay, your research finds 12% of income goes on childcare for the children aged three. I'm not suggesting that isn't a lot of money, but can I just put a counter view to you that, you know, your children are the most important thing in your life. 1/8 of your income, does that sound that unreasonable for what you should be spending for childcare?
It's very high, Shane. It's that's just for one child. You know, we were focusing specifically on three-year-olds. Many families in Ireland would have more than one young child in that particular situation. You know, it's 12% across all families. It's 16% for lone parents, 20% for the lowest income families. And I suppose, listeners may know this as well, but Ireland has one of the highest childcare costs in Europe, you know, in the OECD, second only to the United States, because there's been historically low levels of investment in preschool childcare, you know. So government spending on childcare is well below the OECD average.
Okay, there's figures there as well for the kind of supports that parents are getting from family members, grandparents, aunts and uncles and so on.
Yes, so of three-year-olds, you know, half of them are using regular childcare for 8 hours per week, and of that, almost a quarter are cared for by a relative, normally a grandmother, but can be aunts and others. Yeah.
Okay. Is it part of your remit to look at solutions for this, or is it just about identifying what the actual facts and figures are?
Well, as researchers, our main the main aim is to identify the problem and measure the extent of it. I suppose in terms of solutions, the implications of our findings are that the government does need to increase its investment in childcare if it wants to facilitate mothers working. And mothers working has a range of benefits, including, you know, reducing child poverty and household joblessness. It's not just about the mother. It's also about their children. Childcare can also promote child development and learning among children at an early age.
Okay, just very finally and very briefly, How do you do that? Because it's an easy thing to say we need to invest more in childcare, but actually how do you do it? Particularly, how do you do it in a way that doesn't discriminate between those people who want to work and those people who where one parent chooses to stay at home?
Well, I guess the government started with the free preschool year. Listeners would be familiar with this. That was the biggest investment started in 2010. Yeah. There's targeted subsidies. An important finding for us is that we find bigger effects for lower income families. So that idea of targeting subsidies for low-income households to get that second earner or an earner out in lower-income households is definitely something that would be supported in our findings. There is an affordable childcare scheme that's starting and due to be introduced in the next few months, is our understanding. So that's all going in the right direction, we'll need to correct decades of underinvestment in childcare.
All right, we'll leave it there. Fran McGinnity, Associate Research Professor with the ESRI. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.